Next, I would like to introduce Unit 13, Eating Together. Eating together is one of those things that is very culturally important in New Channel territory. It's also a great opportunity for us to use more New Channel language. This is in year two. I should point out that we are now starting year two with Unit 13. Units 1 through 12 are considered year one. Units 13 through 24 are year two, so we are now into year two. Why have we waited so long to start talking about eating together, language for eating together, if it's such an important thing? The reason is that very few of the sentences that we want to use to talk about eating together are simple. So we really need all of the stuff we've already studied in year one to really understand the sentences that we're going to learn in this unit. In section 13.1, there are four learning objectives for this unit. The first is to participate in conversations about food. The second is to use the endings eats or eats, sim or sum, and sa. We will be working on these three endings. The reason these are listed in more than one form is to cover all dialects. Some dialects say eats, some say eats, some say sim, some say sum. All dialects say hsa. The third learning objective for this unit is to understand the difference between transitive uis versus intransitive hauk, and you'll see what I mean about that very soon. Last, we want to start talking about the difference between synthesis and analysis. These are technical concepts that will help us talk about different ways of putting things in Nüchanov. Nüchanov is a language that is sometimes described by linguists as polysynthetic, which means that it has a few long words rather than lots of short words. If you compare a sentence of English and its translation into Nüchanov, the Nüchanov sentence will usually have fewer words but longer, whereas the English sentence has more words which are shorter. We call that property of Nüchanov polysynthesis. That uses the notion of synthesis, which basically means putting things together. Synthesis is the opposite of analysis, which literally means taking things apart. Nüchanov is a language that really likes to put words together. If two things can be combined into one word in Nüchanov, Nüchanov generally does so. So one of our goals in this unit is to talk about cases where we have a choice of whether to express something as two words versus one word and how we decide. Let's go through the words for this unit. Hauk. Hauk. Eating. Uis. Uis. Eating it or drinking it. The difference between these two words, hauk versus uis, is one of the main points of this unit. If you're studying central or northern dialects, the two words are hauk, uits. In central and northern dialects, uits ends in a c. But in Barkly Sound dialects, and also Tlokwit, I'll add, it ends in an s. Uis, uis. How are these two words different, hauk versus uis? The main way they're different is that hauk is intransitive, that is, it has only one participant. Hauk refers to one person or animal eating, and that's it. Uis has two participants. The technical term for that is transitive. When we say uis, we mean one person or animal is eating something. So there are two participants when we use uis, one participant when we use hauk. We will shortly see some examples of that, which will help us to distinguish the two. This is one of many challenges for English speakers trying to learn Nüchanov. English uses the word eat for both purposes, but in Nüchanov we have at least two different words, hauk for intransitive eating, uis for transitive eating. The next word is akis. Akis. Eating what? As in, akis hak, what are you eating? Akis hak. Ohsa. Ohsa means wanting food. One of the things I get asked from time to time is, how do we say want in Nuchanov? And the answer is there are several ways to say it depending on what you're talking about. This is one of the words for want. When you talk about wanting food, the word you want is ohsa. For example, ohsa mahkawats. I want potatoes. I have a desire to eat potatoes. Ohsa mahkawats. Akehsa. Akehsa. Wanting what kind of food or drink? Notice that we're learning some meaningful suffixes or endings here. And when we learn a new ending, it is often useful to learn the basic verbal form of that ending, such as ois or ohsa, and also the question form of that ending, such as akis or akehsa. So that's what we're learning here. With ois, akis, these two words form a pair. They have the same suffix, but different roots. Ois is used in statements, akis is used in questions. Same with the next pair of words. Ohsa, to want food or drink, is used in statements. Akehsa, wanting what food or drink, is used in questions. Next is another pair just like that. Osim. Osim. Needing or wanting something that is not food. Its question version, akesim. Akesim. As in, akesim hak, what do you need? Akesim hak. When we talk about needing a thing, then the word we want is osim. When we talk about needing food, the word we want is ohsa. In some dialects, osim means wanting as opposed in addition to needing. So depending on your dialect, osim might mean needing it, or it might mean wanting it, or it might mean both. This is one of the things that differs across dialects. Hatwirkt. Hatwirkt. Hungry. You'll notice that hatwirkt has the same root as haok, although it's not immediately obvious, as well as ha watsatsim, eating table, and ha wawirksh, to invite someone to eat. These all have the same root. Haok, hatwirkt, ha watsatsim, ha wawirksh. The word for thirsty is nakmeha. Nakmeha. The way nakmeha is used, it means thirsty for water. You don't use it to say that you want coffee or pop or other beverages, just water. Nakmehamah means I am very thirsty for water. Nakoti. Nakoti. To give someone a drink. Chamas. Chamas. This word describes food that has been served on a table. The cham part refers to food in a pot or other cooking vessel. The as part refers to the flat platform of the table. A lot of people get confused between this root, chum, with a hard cha, which means food in a cooking vessel, as opposed to chum with a plain cha, which means correct. So in the words chachimhe, chamuth, that's the plain cha that means correct. In this case, we're talking about the hard cha, chum, which refers to food in a cooking vessel. It's the same root as chamakyuk, which is the word for an oven. Chamakyuk is a device for having food in dishes inside it. Other forms of this word, chamasip, chamasip means to serve food onto a table or other platform. Chamayi means to serve food to a person. Chamayi. This has the root of chamas and the suffix of uyi. You've all learned uyi, to give. Chamayi means to give food in a vessel to someone, to serve them. Klimtsit. Klimtsit. In the old days, this referred to broth, that is, hot water with fish in it and whatever else people could add to it to make it taste good. Nowadays, it also refers to all kinds of soup. But the original meaning was fish broth. Klupchu. Klupchu. This is a northern word not used in the south. The southern word is sapnin. Sapnin. This refers to bannock bread. Bannock bread is a kind of bread that you can make without yeast and without an oven. The old-fashioned bannock is made by a campfire. Nowadays, it's still a very common dish. Lots of people make bannock, but they usually cook it in the oven now. But what makes it different from other kinds of bread is that it's not made with yeast. Instead, it's made with baking powder or some other leavening agent. Yeast bread, bread that is made with yeast, that is the bread that most of you are used to buying in the store, is called papatzaktl. Papatzaktl. Now we're to the part of the vocabulary which is some common types of food, some of the most common foods that people eat here in New Channel territory. Kawats. Kawats. Potatoes. See seeds cook. See seeds cook. Rice. The word see seeds cook literally means it looks like maggots. That's just one example of how New Channel people like to name things. Chamas. Chamas. We've seen this word before. Chamas has several meanings. Its basic meaning is sweet tasting. In addition, it gets used for candy and desserts. In the South, it also means delicious when it's used as an adjective. From the same root, we get chamasit. Chamasit. That is really is a double S. It's twice as long as a single S. Chamasit. Chamasit is sweet liquid. Its original meaning was molasses or honey. Nowadays, it also means fruit juice or soda pop. Chaak. Chaak. Water. Not to be confused with chaak, with a plain cha, which means island. Water is chaak, with a hard cha. Island is chaak, with a plain cha. Tea. Tea. Kwapi. Kwapi. Saunt. Saunt. Remember that O is the only vowel of New Channel that's not also in English. So this will be the main vowel that English speakers have trouble pronouncing. The New Channel O, as we've discussed, is more open than the English O. Saunt. Saunt. This won't be a problem for you, those of you who are learning Central and Northern dialects, where this word is just pronounced with a long A. Saunt. Papa. Papa. Tasalyak. Tasalyak. The word tasalyak literally means for spreading on a screen. You'll notice the ending ath in here. That ath is the same as the us when we say hayu ish atpuchisas atma. It is the 17th day on a screen. Hayu ish atpuchisas atma tasas yak. We use the same ending in these two sentences because calendar days are considered to be on a screen because they're on a calendar which hangs on the wall, and bread that you spread something on is also a screen. That is a flat, non-horizontal surface. Tasas yak can refer to anything you spread on bread, including butter, jam, or anything else. Peanut butter. Mamut. Mamut. Starts with a hard M. Mamut. Mamut is sometimes translated as leftovers, but this is a misleading translation because mamut in Nuchanoth does not mean exactly the same thing as leftovers in Anglo culture. In Anglo culture, leftovers are anything from a meal that wasn't eaten during the meal, so it gets saved for the next meal. Mamut is food at a feast or other meal that was not eaten and gets taken home by the guests. So what makes it mamut is not only that it's left over, but also that it gets taken home by the guests. This is an important Nuchanolf value that has to do with sharing food communally. Those are all of the new vocabulary words in this unit. Now is a good time if you have any questions or comments about any of these words, or if you'd like to hear them pronounced in whatever dialect you're studying. This unit, Unit 13. Hey, Josh, I can see your face and it looks kind of like you're talking, but I don't hear anything. Do you need to unmute yourself? Mm-hmm. We've had a question about the word papatzakt, which is yeast bread. Not to be confused with papa, which is pepper. Papa, meaning pepper, has plain peas, papa. Papatzakt, meaning yeast bread, has glottalized or hard peas, papatzakt. The root of papatzakt is patz, which means a foam or bubble. So you might have heard the word patzmis. Patzmis is sea foam. It is also said to be the root of the name Pachinat. So the Pachidot people are named for seafoam. And yeast bread is called papatzakt because it's full of bubbles. That's the function of the yeast in yeast bread, is to make the bread puff up, which makes it more pleasant to eat. Tess, who's from Cayucat, points out that chamist, as it's pronounced in her dialect, chamist can also mean syrup, which a lot of people like to use as a garnish on bannock and fry bread.
Yes.
Good question. Yeah, so we had a question about the long I's at the end of T, Kwapi, and Sapni. Are those meaningful? Are they related? The answer is they are not meaningful. So sometimes, often, a long I at the end of a word is meaningful, but in these words, it is not. Kwapi, T, Sapni, these cannot be analyzed. So they're unanalyzable, just like the word waikashitla, which we discussed yesterday. Now I'll go through the East Berkeley Sound versions of the Unit 13 conversations. We're in year two now, so there's more material and it's more complicated. There are six conversations in Unit 13, and these don't even begin to cover all the language that we might want to use in at meals or when we're eating together. They just scratch the surface. The conversations in Unit 13 focus on some very common nouns for types of food that are eaten and verbs for talking about eating or wanting to eat food. And the conversations are similar. I'll quickly go over what each conversation is for, and then we'll pronounce each one carefully. Conversation one happens before the meal. It's a way of it's a way that the cook or whoever is preparing the food lets everyone know that a meal is about to happen. Or you it also gives some sentences for inviting other people to join you. It is a cultural value amongst Nuchanalth that those with food share with those who have no food. So it's a typical thing to invite someone to eat at your house. And I'll say that Tess was the first person to invite me to eat at her house when I started living in Cayucat. Thank you for that, Tess. Conversation two is a way to get the table, is about getting the table ready. So it gives sentences for setting the table and calling people to the table. Conversation three is about happens after the meal has begun. It gives ways to ask, what are you eating? And then to say, what I'm eating. This is not a conversation that we would typically have at a Nuchanalth table, but it's here because we need to learn how to say these things. So we're going to pretend for the sake of learning. Conversation four is between people at the table who are handing each other whatever they need. So some people need to be served starch, some people want the condiments, and this conversation four gives you sentences to talk about that. Conversation five is about demonstrates the suffix hsa, meaning to want food or drink. Conversation six is about mamut. So go ahead. We just had a comment about conversation four, which includes the sentence ka'a tasahyak, give me the butter. Ka'a is just one way of saying give me. We could also say hini'is tasahyak, hand me, which means the same thing, give me or hand me the butter. We could say uyi'is tasahyak, give me the butter. Ka'a and hini have basically the same meaning, but the difference between them is that ka'a is an interjection, which means it requires no ending. So ka'a tasahyak, ka'a takes no endings. It can, but it usually doesn't. Hini is a regular verb, so it requires a mood ending to make a complete sentence. Hini is tasahyak has a command mood ending. We could say uyi is tasahyak, but according to the conversations I've had with fluent elders, there is a difference in meaning between hini is versus uyi is. Hini is can just mean hand it to me, whereas uyi is implies give it to me for good, like give it to me as a gift. It doesn't have to mean that, but that is the implication. Does that answer your question, Randy Lee? Before that last question, I was just saying that conversation six gives some language for talking about mamut. After the meal, it's customary for the host to press mamut on the guests. So whatever food has not been finished will be given away and taken home by the guests. We just had a question about conversation five, the line, would you like rice or potatoes? Which in East Barkly Sound is given as, notice that there's no word in the Nuchanal sentence that means or. There is no Nuchanal word for or, so we can't translate it directly. There are ways to convey the meaning or. For example, the possible mood ku sometimes gets used in a way that basically means or, like go ask Tess if she wants rice or potatoes. There, the function of the possible mood is to list two hypothetical possibilities. If she wants rice or if she wants potatoes. But there is no direct translation of or, and that's one of the purposes of this example, is to demonstrate that this is one of the things English speakers need to let go of when they speak Nuchanalth, is not to say and or and but so much, and that there simply is no direct translation for or. Does that answer your question, Tess? You could say that the suffixes is and hsa are specifically for things you put in your mouth, including food, drink, and cigarettes. Whereas sim is not specifically for food, sim is for everything else. Some is just how other dialects pronounce it. In Barkly Sound dialects, the ending for need is always sim. In other dialects, it's usually sum. That's not an easy question to answer. Are there other suffixes for wanting other things besides food? I want to say no, but I'm not quite sure about that. Basically, there's lots of ways to say want, and how we say it depends on what we're talking about. The main ways to say want are using the suffix hsa if you're talking about food, drink, or cigarettes. And the other main way is with the ending mehsa, which gets added after verbs to mean want to do. Those are the two main ways to say want, but not the only ways. Yes, thank you for bringing that up, Josh. The suffix that means wanting food, drink, or cigarettes can also be used in a sexual way to mean wanting someone's body, in case you were wondering. No, I would definitely not say that. That ending hsa, its general use is for food, drink, and cigarettes. That is things you put in your mouth. Its crude use is for sexual desire. It is not used for other kinds of wanting. I think we might have just enough time to go through the first 3 to 5 conversations. So let's get started on that. And I'll try to give us at least 10 minutes to. No, we won't have. We definitely won't have 10 minutes of debriefing, but I'll get through the first 2 or 3 conversations, and that'll give us a few minutes for debriefing before we say goodbye today. But don't worry, we'll be working on units 12 and 13 all weekend. Let's start with conversation 1. Ha ok wit asin. This is for cooks or the people preparing the food to announce to whoever they're feeding that they should get ready to eat. Ois utasin soha. Ois utasin soha. This sentence is in here mainly to compare to ha'uk utasin. Ha'uk utasin is a one participant sentence. We are going to eat, period. Ois utasin soha is a two participant sentence. We're going to eat spring salmon. So we use ois in transitive clauses, that is where there's two participants, but we use ha'uk in intransitive clauses where there's only one participant. Na'u'in. Na'u'in. Come eat with us. Ha wawirshin su'wa. Ha wawirshin su'wa. Chu. Conversation 2. Chama sipi ha watsatsim. Chamasipi ha watsatsim. Chamas atlukwe its ha'um. Chamas atlukwe its ha'um. Hint shi atlah. Hint shi atlah. You've all seen the word hinat shitl, which means to come, complete aspect. Hint shitl is ongoing aspect, coming. Notice that they are pronounced differently. Hinat shitl, to come and be done. Hint shitl, in the middle of coming. Ah, ku atlah. Here I am. Ahku atlah. Ha'okshi atli. Ha'okshi atli. As we've talked about, it is customary to wait to start eating until the cook lets everyone know it's okay. This is a sentence that the cook can use to do that. Let's go through conversation three, and then I'll end it for debriefing. Aqis hak. Aqis hak. Tee sah. Tee sah. Sih mu o isah. Sih mu o isah. Conversation three is, as I said, not something we'd normally say, but there's lots to learn here, so we're using it as an example of how to talk about what we're eating. Akis hak, what are you eating? Tea isah, I'm drinking tea. This also demonstrates that the ending is does not refer only to food, it also refers to drink. So akis hak could mean what are you eating or what are you drinking? It could also mean what are you smoking? The two B answers, tea isah versus seh mo isah, these demonstrate synthesis versus analysis. With ti isah, we're able to put that entire sentence into one word. Ti isah has three meaningful parts. Ti meaning tea, is meaning drinking, and mah meaning I. I'm drinking tea. Ti isah. In 3B, most speakers would prefer not to say this as one word because it would be awkward. It's better to say it as two words. Seh mu u isah. I'm eating herring eggs. Seh mu u isah. The difference between the two has to do with whether the suffix is can attach to the stem, that is, the thing that is being eaten or drunk. T is a nice, short, one-syllable stem that is really easy to add endings to. Sihmu, on the other hand, is already difficult to pronounce. It's two syllables long, and people are not sure how to add endings to it. That's why I'm eating herring eggs is said as two words. With other words, we have a choice. So, for example, I'm drinking coffee. We can say it as one word, kwape esah, or as two words, kwape uisah. Those both work. And we'll be comparing lots of cases like this where there's a synthetic way to say it as one word or an analytical way to say it as two words. Sometimes we can do it either way. Sometimes we want to do it one way or the other. That concludes our introduction to the East Barkley Sound version of Unit 13. And I'll open it up for debriefing for our last 5 minutes. Yeah, no, I think "Oh, sounds perfectly is a perfectly good sentence. Yeah, I want some herring eggs. "Oh, in central dialect that would be "Oh, sas." We've had a question about how we would say in central dialect, "Do you want oranges?" That is, do you want to eat oranges? And there's several ways to put it. So the way I would probably say it in central dialect is "ohsak oyinchas" as two words, "ohsak oyinchas." But we could synthesize those into one word and say "oyinchas hasak," "oyinchas hasak." In addition, instead of "hsa," we could just combine "eats" and "mahsa," in which case we'd have "oyinchas its mahsak." Do you want to eat oranges? Oyinchas its mahsak. Or we could say that same thing, but analytically, o its mahsak oyinchas. O its mahsak oyinchas. So that's four ways of saying that same sentence. Yes, the question is, can we say o its mahsas kwakmis in colloquial dialect? The answer is yes. O is mahsas kwakmis. I think the better way to say it would be oh sas kwakmis or kwakmis hsas. But there's also nothing wrong with the way you said it. Ois mahasas guacamus is also a good sentence. That's a very similar example to the orange sentences we were just talking about. Aha kahuna hasik atlin chuch.